they're doing the right thing, because if they're coming from unregistered suppliers, there's a number of issues. Firstly, we don't know what's in them, what sort of harmful materials are in them. So not only could they be harmful to the environment, but they could be harmful to the people who are using them. So anybody that goes in to buy them should know that they're buying a safe product, in as much as they can be safe. I know a lot of people would say they couldn't be safe, but that they do meet whatever the standards are. And they're full of lots of things. Like there's a little battery in all of these disposable vapes. So it really is, you know, those are the sorts of things that if you get into our water courses and things like that can be damaging to a water source for human consumption, for animals' consumption, for recreational use, whatever. So we don't want that happening. And I suppose if you buy, they are an electrical product as such. So if you buy a cooker or a fridge or something like that from any of the electrical suppliers in Sligo, be it Tahanis or Harvey Normans or Currys or whatever you want, they must be willing to take back the other one, the old one that you're getting rid of. And in so doing, that kind of takes these things out of circulation, that they don't end up thrown in scenic areas and places like that. But the same goes for these vapes, and these people should be registered with WEE, that they can take back the batteries and that part of the disposable part of it, because it is still an electrical product and it shouldn't be allowed to pollute our environment.
There are over 600 retailers across the Northwest that are currently being supplied with vapes and electronic cigarettes and other such products. Do you think that, given the extent of these fines now, anything ranging from €500 to €2,000, that they could see maybe more suppliers not selling them anymore?
Well, only the ones that are doing it correctly, professionally and properly are the only ones that should be doing it. It shouldn't really be a backstreet business. It should be open and transparent. And, you know, if you're a retailer that is selling them, you should be following the same rules as if you're selling any other electrical product, and that's the rule under which this law has been brought in.